thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Where did this come from?
She doesn't know where to look, but settles on the six in front of her. Ah! What a job! What a life! Kerry hides her beaming face with her hands while the men wait patiently with their d**ks hanging out. Kerry hides her beaming face with her hands while the men wait patiently with their d**ks hanging out.
Ian's really struggling, with his thin-rimmed spectacles sliding down his nose and his mouth slightly agape.
That's agape,
I'm assuming.
Agape.
Chris is struggling.
Well, that was Radio 1's Scott Mills, and he was actually, well, trying to record the audio description for an episode of Channel 4's Naked Attraction. And we're going to talk a little bit about the programme, we'll talk a little bit about audio description, and we'll hear from one of the show's fans as well. Graham is with us from Channel 4. Thanks very much for joining us, Graham.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
Looking at audio description, first of all, how committed is Channel 4 to increasing its AD content?
Year on year, we increase our provision. So currently on Channel 4, we're delivering around about 45% of our programmes with audio description. And it's quite a challenging channel to deliver AD for because we have a lot of live content and a lot of late deliver content, which is impossible to deliver AD for. And then on a channel like E4, for example, last year we delivered 77% of programmes with audio description. We're always working to increase that.
Is it difficult getting that across all the platforms? Because we're obviously watching our content and streaming content on things like apps and smart TVs as well. And I suppose they have to be accessible in terms of AD.
Getting audio description onto all the apps is incredibly complex. So we currently deliver AD to Apple devices, to Android devices, and also our own website. We do have plans to deliver it to smart TVs. Fingers crossed this will be later in the year, but it is a highly complex area. Channel 4 is currently available on 28 different platforms who all need very bespoke technical and delivery guidelines to make AD surface. But we're definitely going to improve in that area very soon.
We are going to chat with Alice, who is a fan of the programme. But what made you look at Naked Attraction for audio description? Because it's kind of out there, isn't it, as far as, I suppose, dating shows go?
Actually, it was feedback from the RNIB who had comments from a viewer who was describing the audio description as a little dry. So we took that on board and we decided that, OK, well, let's make the audio description much more in tone with the programme and start using words that Anna would use herself, making it, you know, much more part of the programme.
What was it like hearing about the Radio 1 guys like Scott Mills looking to get involved? Because, you know, for many people, it was strange hearing them talk about audio description on Radio 1.
I was delighted by it. It's so great that it's had a lot of press coverage. And I'm so pleased that Scott and Chris have taken it on board. And it's really raised the awareness of audio description to the Radio 1 listeners, which is great news. It's also had a little bit of press attention in a few newspapers as well. So it's great. We're pushing boundaries. We want to deliver audio description that works for the viewers and makes the programme an enjoyable watch.
Now, Alice is with us as well. So what draws you to Naked Attraction? Why is it such a good programme to watch?
Well, first of all, curiosity, because I remember when it first started a few years ago, people were like building up to it, like there was hype towards it, because obviously no one had ever seen something like this before. And then obviously there's been a few series now, and every person who goes on there is so diverse and has got their own story to tell. And it caters for all body types, all body sizes, all sexualities. And then the fact that it's got audio description as well makes me more inclined to watch it, because even though it's a visual programme, it's still being made accessible to people who can't see.
I'm trying to avoid the puns, but, you know, it's not just the bare essentials you're getting then, is it? You're getting more, as Graham said, from that audio description. There's fun in it as well. There's language which suits the programme. So does it bring it to life for you?
It has made it not more watchable per se, but you can get a better picture of what's happening because the language used in the audio description is in tune with the language that's used that everyone can hear. For me, if a programme does have AD, I'm definitely more inclined to watch it. I mean, I have watched a lot of programmes that don't have AD as well, but then having said that, there are a lot of programmes that haven't had AD where I've got to about a few minutes in and I've thought, I'm not going to keep this on because I don't actually know what's going on properly. So having that audio description does bring it to life. Even things as simple as when there's text that flashes up on the screen. So when it says things like 2 weeks later or 1 month later, or if there's conversations being had that aren't very clear audibly, so they're transcribed on screen and the audio description reads that out. It just makes the programme more engaging because you know what's going on visually, but also knowing what everyone else can hear as well.
The description of Naked Attraction is obviously a huge hit. I think we probably agree with Alice that, you know, the AD really has to be in tune with the programme, perhaps even the person's voice, the individual's outlook on the programme themselves should really shine through to give blind and partially sighted viewers, you know, that all-included feeling.
Absolutely, completely agree with that. And Naked Attraction was one of the first programmes where we've tried to be a little more immersive with the AD that we deliver. We're also trying new things as well. So Walter Presents is our box set, really, of foreign language drama that's available on all four. And so I think we're pretty much the only broadcaster that is offering audio description on that at the moment. So that's quite technically difficult to deliver. The audio describer not only has to read out the subtitles, but also to add the traditional audio description as well. So we're always willing to try new things. So we are available, if you Google for viewers, it'll come up with the contact details for Channel 4, and anything regarding audio description will come into my inbox. So we really do value feedback, so please do get in touch.
Well, Graham, thanks so much for joining us. Alice, do enjoy the rest of Naked Attraction. I'm sure more and more people will tune in now that they know about the audio description. And thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.